வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 28 through 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of November, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
ரகுநாத்தம் சதீபம்.
வாசுதேவ பராவேதா
வாசுதேவ பராமகா
வாசுதேவ பராயோகா
வாசுதேவ
பராக்ரியா
வாசுதேவ பரம் ஞானம்
வாசுதேவ பரம் ஞானம்
வாசுதேவ பரம் தப
வாசுதேவ பரம் தப
வாசுதேவ பரோ தர்ம
வாசுதேவ பரோ தர்ம
வாசுதேவ பராகதி
வாசுதேவ பராகதி.
Revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Him. Yoga is for realizing Him. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Him only. He is supreme knowledge, and all severe austerities are performed to know Him. Religion, or dharma, is rendering loving service unto Him. He is the supreme goal of life.
Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. The same verse in the Bhagavad Gita is explained here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam janmanam ante gyanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. There are many mahatmas, many yogi, jnani, karmi. They are all good. But if they do not approach the ultimate goal of life, means approaching Vasudeva, then Sramayeva hi kevalam dharmasyanasya tappaṃsaṃ Vishakshena kathasuja notpadayad ratingi jadi samayevahi kevalam. You can execute your religious principles, you can execute dharma dana tapakriya, charity, dharma dana, you can execute severe austerities, penances. But if you do not approach Vasudeva, Sri Krishna, then the Shastra says, Samayiva hi kevalam. In another place it is said, Aradhita jadi haris tapasatata kim. If you can approach Vasudeva hari, Narayan, Krishna, Vishnu, the same, Rama, Nishinga, Baraha, Addaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta, Rupam. Vasudeva has got Ananta, Rupam. Ananta, Rupam means, this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just like if you sit down by the side of a river and the waves are flowing, you cannot count how many waves are going on in your front. Similarly, how many forms are there of Vasudeva? That is very difficult to count. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta, Rupam. Adyam Purana Purusam Navajau Banancha Vedesh Durlava Adur Lava Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhaya. Absolute truth is one. Advaita. Advaita is one. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sardat. Absolute truth is one, but he is realized in three phases. Brahma, impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are one. Madanti tat tattavidas tatyam jadgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabda. The absolute truth is one. One who knows the absolute truth, he knows that Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, the same objective, but they are realized by different devotees or different knower in different features. The example is given in this connection. Just like if you see from a very distant place one hill, you will find just like a cloud, hazy cloud. If you push forward farther, you will find something green. But when you actually approach the hill, you will find there are many houses, many animals, many trees, varieties. So the absolute truth, when it is realized by our limited understanding, the absolute truth appears as nirvishesh, impersonal Brahma. Similarly, when we try to meditate upon the absolute truth within our heart, he appears as Paramatma. Yogis, dhyanavasthita tadgatina, manasa pashyanti yang yogina. But at the ultimate issue, he is Vasudeva, Krishna, origin. Advaita achyuta anadi, anadi. Krishna has no source. He is the original source of everything. Janmadasya jataha, aham sarvasya prabhava. These things are there. So, Krishna is the original cause of everything, cause of all causes, but he is independent. Sarat, that is described in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha arthesu avigna sarat. Sarat means completely independent. He is not caused by anyone. And he says also in the Bhagavad Gita, matka parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. So he is the origin, Vasudeva. Therefore, all activities should be targeted to Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvami. This is the aim of life. Unfortunately, they do not know it. People in general, they do not know it. That is ignorance. This material world is full of ignorance. Therefore, it is called tama. Tama means darkness. We do not know. The human civilization, at the present moment, at least, it is always, at the present moment, it is completely in darkness, that they do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu, sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Everyone is very intelligent, at least he thinks like that, that I am attaining my interest of life in different ways. But actually, one does not know what is his actual interest. Nati vidu sartha gati, sartha gati. Satisfaction of our interest. Everyone is interested. But they do not know what is actual interest. The actual interest is to search out Vishnu or Vasudeva. Therefore, here it is said, Vasudeva para Veda. You are studying Vedas, that's all right. But do you know what is the end of the Vedas? That is answered by Krishna himself. Veda ishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. This is the end of. You are a very nice student, great student of Vedas, but do you know where to end? Where is Vedanta? No. Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. Do you know what is the end of knowledge? They'll talk of Vedanta, but minus Krishna. This is going on. They are known as Vedanti, minus Krishna. But what is the use? Samayiva hi kevalam. Simple wasting time. Simply wasting time. Here it is clearly said, Vasudeva para Veda. If you are a student of Vedas, then you must know that ultimately you have to know who is Vasudeva. In the Vedas, there are prescription of sacrifice, so many different types of sacrifices, yajna. So, yajna is the name of Vishnu. Another name of Vishnu is yajna. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, yajnarthe karma, karmakandya, rituals, religious rituals. This is meant for yajnarthe sacrifice or Vishnu. In every sacrifice there must be Vishnu. Those who are Hindus following the Vedic principles, any yajna, any sacrifice, any religious ceremony you perform, there must be yajneshwar, shalagram sila. Without shalagram sila, no yajna sacrifice can be performed. Here it is said, Vasudeva paramakha. In the Vishnu Puran, it is said, Varnasama charavata purusena parapuman Vishnu aradhate pungsan nanna tattu sukaranam. The whole aim of Varnasama dharma. Chatudvarnam mayasistam gunakarma vibhagasa. The brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the vaishyas, the Shudras, the Brahmachari, the Grihastha, the Banaprastha, and the Sannyas. This is called Varnasam. This is the form of human civilization. Unless one comes to this point of executing the Varnasam Dharma, he is animal. Dharme na hina pasubhi samana. This is Dharma. To execute varnasam dharma. That is dharma. So if anyone is not executing this varnasam dharma, he is animal. Pasubhi samana. That is not accepted as human civilization. When Ramananda Raya was questioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is sadhana and sadhana? What is human duty? Sadhana. And what is the end of sadhana? Sadhana, sadhana means cultivating something with the aim of objective. So this question was put to Ramananda Raya by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the aim of human life and what is the process of executing that will? So immediately Ramananda Raya said, that varnasama charavata. the beginning of human life is to execute the varnasrama dharma. Varnasrama charvata purusena parapama. Why varnasram? The Vishnu aradhate. If you properly execute your varnasram dharma, actually it is now pervertedly spoken as Hindu dharma. Hindu dharma is a vague term. Real dharma is varnasram dharma. In Hindu dharma we don't find any Vedic literature, neither in the Bhagavad Gita. It is a nomenclature given by the Mahamudans, Hindus, from Sindhu, Hindu. Anyway, now we are known as Hindus. The Hindu is a vague term. A real term is varnasrama, varnasram. Four varnas and four ashrams. This is dharma. And this is given by God Himself. Just like Krishna says, Chaturvarna maya system guna karma vibhagasa. It is given by God. You cannot manufacture dharma, religion, no. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the codes, the regulation given by God. That is dharma. That is dharma. Otherwise, it is not dharma. And therefore, Krishna says, sarva dharman purittajya mamekam saranam bhaja. That is dharma. Obedience to God. Religion means obedience to God. Nowadays it has become a fashion to drive away God and make a so-called show-off religion. Drive away, no God. Just like our secular state. Don't think of God. This is bodhisattva. Kill God, conscious. Conscious secular state. Don't talk of God. Ravana's secular state. Without God, what is life? If you do not follow the codes or the rules or the laws given by God, then what is your religion? That is not religion. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranidam. Just like the state can give you laws, there is legislative assembly of the state, they can enact laws. You cannot do at home, you cannot do. That will not be accepted as law. Similarly, our Vedic principle is, religion means the codes and the rules and regulations given by God. That is religion. Krishna says, God says, manmana bhamamad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. This is religion. Vasudeva paro dharma. Dharma, here it is said, that it should be given by Vasudeva, and it must be approved by Vasudeva, Krishna. Vasudeva means son of Vasudeva, Krishna. So, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. So, either you perform dharma, either you perform yoga, either you study Vedas, either you work, whatever you do, it must be targeted, the ultimate goal should be Vasudeva. Then it is perfect. In many places it is explained, Sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosanam. You may accept any kind of dharma, it doesn't matter. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. How you are becoming perfect in executing your dharma will be tested how far you have satisfied the Supreme Personality of God. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Atapungvi dijasresta varnasrama vibhagas. Everything is very nicely explained in every sloka, in every chapter of the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Atapungvi dijasresta. Atah. Therefore, after saying so many things, Dijasreshta Naimisharanna, Naimisharanna. So still Naimisharanna is there, Nimsa. So in that Naimisharanna all the sages assembled, and the conclusion, the resolution was Atapungvi Dijasreshta. All the great Brahmins, learned Brahmins, Dijasreshta. Dija means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But Sreshtha means Brahman. Dijasreshta. Atapungvi Dijasreshta. Atapungvi Dijasreshta Varnasama Vibhagasa. Because human civilization means accepting this Varno Ashrama. There must be classification, not that everyone is the same. Everyone on the same level. Everyone on the same level means Sudra. No knowledge. No knowledge, no philosophy, no culture. Simply eat, sleep and animals life. So, Atapungvi Dijasreshta Varnasama, Varnasama Vibhagasa must be there. The present civilization is suffering because there is no such thing as Varnasama Vibhagasa. There is no selection, that there must be the most intelligent class of man, Brahmana, the real Kshatriya, who can give protection to the people, Kshatriya, that is real Kshatriya, and Vaishya, who can actually give protection to the cows and produce agricultural products and trade, and Shudras, ordinary liberal class. There must be divisions. They must be trained. I have repeatedly said in America that there is draft board. They call conscription. They call any young man to the military department. But most of these boys, young men, they try to avoid this military. Most of them. One of the causes of the hippie movement is due to the government's draft board. They want to avoid it. So I have repeatedly said, why do they avoid? In India still, we have got some martial races, the Jats, the Sikhs. They will be very glad to accept military training still, because there is Kshatriya spirit. But in other countries, they have been made all Shudras. How they can take up Kshatriya spirit? That is not possible. So, according to this Varnasama, there must be training. Some classes of men must be trained as nice Brahmanas. Some people must be trained as nice Kshatriyas. Some people must be trained as nice Vaishyas. And Shudra does not require. Everyone is Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. By birth, everyone is Shudra. Samaskara Dhavedija. By training, one becomes Vaishya, one becomes Kshatriya, one becomes Brahma. Where is that training? All Shudras. Then how can we expect good government? Shudra government. All the Shudras are taking vote by hook and crook, and they're occupying government post. Therefore, their only business is Kali in this age, especially Mlecha Rajanya Rupina, eating and drinking, eating flesh, drinking wine, Mlechas, Javanas. They are accepting government post. What good government you can expect? Forget good government for millions of years. Unless you establish this Varnasam Dharma, there is no question of good government. There must be first-class Kshatriya who can take charge of the government, just like Parikshit Maharaj. He was on his tour, and as soon as he saw that one black man was trying to kill a cow, immediately took his sword. Who are you, rascal here? That is Kshatriya. That is Vaishya, who can give protection to the cows. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Sabhav. Everything is there clearly. Where is the culture? Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is so important. The leaders of the society, they should take very serious attention how you can improve the social condition of this world. Not only here, everywhere, sir. Simply it is going on in ignorance and illusion, everything. Vague, no clear idea. Here is clear idea. Vasudeva Paravida. Veda, knowledge. You are educating people, but where is your education to teach people about Vasudeva, about Krishna? Bhagavad Gita is private. Vasudeva is speaking about himself, but there is private. And if somebody is reading, some rascal is reading, he is making minus Vasudeva. That's all. Bhagavad Gita minus Krishna. This is going on. Whole nonsense. You cannot expect human civilization in a nonsense society. Here it is the real purpose of human life. Vasudeva Paravida. Vasudeva Paramakha. Vasudeva Parajoga. There are so many yogis, I can clearly say, that without Vasudeva, yoga. Simply pressing the nose, that's all. This is not yoga. They say in Europe and America, the yoga principle is very popular because they think by practice of yoga, they will have very good health and they can use their senses very nicely. That is yoga system. The fatty woman goes to the yoga class for reduced fat. That is yoga system. Somebody is going to practice yoga system for making right the liver action. Here is yoga. Vasudeva Parajoga. Krishna also says in the yoga chapter, Sankhya Yoga chapter, Krishna says, Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jomang sami yukta tamomata. He is yogi. That is yogi. Not for health sake or curing the liver disease or reducing fat, yoga system. This is not yoga system. But people are so much absorbed in the bodily concept of life. Everything they want is in connection with this body. That's all. Instead of Vasudeva Parajoga, there is Sharira Parajoga. Sharira Parajoga. Farce. These are all farce. So, Vasudeva Parajoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, all the activities should be the same thing. Kriya means Varnasram Dharma. Everyone is engaged in his own work. Brahmana is engaged in his own work. Kshatriya is engaged in his own work. That is all right. But the ultimate goal should be Haritosanam, Sanusthitasya Dharmasya. It doesn't matter whether you are Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya and Shudra. It doesn't matter. Just try to see by your work whether Krishna or Vasudeva is being satisfied. Vasudeva Parakriya. Vasudeva Param Jnanam. Jnanam. Cultivation of knowledge. What is that cultivation of knowledge? To understand Vasudeva. Therefore Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanam Ante. So-called knowledge, speculation, philosophical speculation, without understanding of Vasudeva means he has to continue such speculation for life after life. Therefore Krishna says, Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddha. Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. So, if you immediately take to Vasudeva, bhakti yoga prayajita, Vasudeva bhakti yoga prayajita, janayati asu vairagyam jnananch. The ultimate goal of knowledge is to know Vasudeva, but if you take to Vasudeva directly, then vairagyam jnana, janayati asu vairagyam jnana, immediately, very soon, automatically, ahitukam, without any cause, you understand what is knowledge and what is vairagya. So vasudeva paragyanam. All scientific research should be to know Vasudeva. In Boston, I was invited in the Massachusetts Technological Institute. Yes. So I questioned the students that you have got technological department, that where is the technology where we can understand the difference between a dead man and a living man? What is the thing is lost that a body is called dead body? What is that technology? So I talked on this point, the student appreciated very much. Actually, there is no technology. Why a man is dead? What is the machine? What component part of the machine is missing? You can replace it. But where is that technology? There is no technology. Because there is no knowledge with reference to Vasudeva. Simply superficial. Bahirathamanina. They do not know what is the purpose of knowledge. They are taking interest, taking care of this bahiratha, external things. Bahirathamani. Nati vidu sarthakating Vishnu. This is knowledge. Sarthakating. To approach Vasudeva, Vishnu. But without that knowledge, they are simply taking outward. Just like Darwin's theory. He has no knowledge. He is simply studying this body. That's all. One who is interested to study this body, he has been described in the Shastra as ass and cow. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra adishu bhoma yujyadi jatirtha buddhi salilena karhichi janesu avigyesu saeva gokala. The bodily concept of life is meant for the animals. It is not for the human being. Therefore, vasudeva param jnanam, vasudeva param tapa. People are taking to so much austerities, just like modern scientists, they have discovered the atomic bomb. That is tapasya, of course. It is tapasya. But that kind of tapasya was done by Hiranyakashipu. What is the value of such tapasya? Tapasya must be to understand Vasudeva, Vasudeva Parangtapa. If one has actually undergone severe austerities of life to understand Vasudeva, that is perfect tapasya. Otherwise, it is simply Hiranyakashipu. Or the manufacturer of the atomic bomb, they are also undergone severe austerities. It is not manufactured all of a sudden, but it requires brain and perseverance. They are manufactured. But what is the value? Killing. Killing value. The killing, it is automatically being killed. You discover something that people will not die. If people are dying, you are accelerated the death process, that's all. But they want to take credit out of it. We have discovered this scientific. But that is not knowledge. Here it is said, Vasudevam parantapa, Vasudeva paro dharma. Vasudeva paro dharma. Unless we come to that point, dharma, religious principle, savai pangsang paro dharma. That is paradharma. Jato bhakti radhokhaji. Ahituki apratiyata jayatmasu suprasidati. By executing religion, one should be satisfied. But unless he comes to the point of Vasudeva, he will never be satisfied. Jayatmasu suprasidati. If we learn to love Vasudeva, jato bhakti radhokhaji, then we will be satisfied by executing religion. Otherwise it is superficial. Dharma sanastita pangsang bisakshena kathasuja notpada edratingjiri. If one is not interested to hear the katha, Vasudeva katha, srumaye vaikeval. Similarly, only formalities will not help. We must enlighten ourselves. We must enhance our propensity to hear about Vasudeva. Savanam. That is want. Simply, formalities will help us very slowly. One who is interested in hearing about Vasudev, his progress is very quick. Otherwise, it will be simply formalities. Vasudeva paradhanma, Vasudeva paragati. The ultimate goal, go back to home, back to Godhead. Vasudeva paragati. So, this verse is very nice. Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of knowledge. Vasudeva para, Vida Vasudeva para makha. We should take advantage of the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, the direction. Then our life will be successful. Our aim of human life, mission, will be fulfilled. That is the Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.